Actually had to build nets to protect themselves. And so clearing that place, there is a concern that there could be some real violence.
NPR's Frank Langfitt speaking to us from a protest camp in Hong Kong. Thanks very much.
Happy to do it, Renee.
And you're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat, 5.95 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. March is 5.97 and a half, down 2 1/2. Soft December, 5.49 and a quarter, down 2 1/2. March, 5.49 and 3/4, down 4. December corn, 3.75, down 2 1/2, now 2 1/4. March, 3.87 and a half, down 3. May, 3.96 and a quarter, down 2 3/4. July, 4.03 and a half, down 3. December, 4.18 and a quarter, down 3 1/4. January soybeans, 10.29, down 7 1/4. March, 10.36 and a quarter, down 7 3/4. May, 10.42 and a quarter, down 8. July, 10.47, down 8. December soybean meal, 3.85.20, down 1.90. December soybean oil, 32.66, up 21. December live cattle, 170.82 and a half, down 17 and a half. November feeders, 240.20, up 17 and a half. December lean hogs, 92, and they are down $1. Guarantee your seats at our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference on November 24th. We got straight talk from our U of I experts on the ARC-PLC decision, crop insurance, and farmland values in 2015. And all of our on-air analysts will be on hand to bring you the latest on marketing corn and soybeans and cash grain ideas. Get your tickets today for the meeting at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus by calling 800-898-1065. Or on our secure website at willag.org. Tickets are just $25 and include lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
We turn now to demand.
I'm sorry, Dave.
We turn now to the demand side of the equation, don't we?
We have. We paid a lot more attention as of late as to the size of the shipments going out of the country. Bean export shipments have been tremendously large. That, of course, has made us lack a little bit in the corn and the wheat areas because the Gulf's just capable of loading so many boats. But, boy, we got beans afloat on the way to China right now.
Yeah, 3.7 million bushels going to unknown destinations today. The crush earlier from NOPA this week at 158, that was above what trade estimates were hoping to see. So demand for beans, very good. Is it enough to push January back up to the top of the rally that it has already experienced?
You know, that's going to depend a lot on, number one, whether we continue to see Chinese buying. Number two, whether the rail system can continue to improve just a little bit. And number three, how the farmers are at selling beans once this harvest wraps up this last 5%.
Are you thinking, first off, if you're looking at the Surface Transportation Board rail reports and trying to parse what they mean, do you think the rail is getting better?
No. I think that we continue to see the crude oil getting the larger share of all of the engines and the power to move the cars that way. And, we hear that there's a real backlog down at Evansville with cars being left on one side or the other of Evansville or being clogged up that way, and we're not seeing the movement that we would think should be happening this time of year. I guess the one thing we, as farmers, should want to do is maybe write a call our senators and say, get that extra vote to get that Keystone Pipeline so we can get our rail system back.
And because of all of this, the poultry feeders in the southeast are having trouble getting meal, and so now they're sourcing it from Brazil.
Well, that's the rumor out there, Dave. I don't know if it's actually been confirmed, but we would wonder why they hadn't been doing it sooner with the differential being cheaper and at least a guaranteed delivery date compared to what they've been having coming out of the Midwest. So, it's a reality. And down the road, if our bean number is right, this just means less meal being taken out of the U.S. in the long run. And we're hearing that there's more ships going to Europe that are coming out of the Brazil ports rather than coming out of the Gulf. We'll get our pipeline back in shape faster by doing this way, and it is economically feasible. But in the long run, we'd sure rather have used up U.S. beans.
In a few weeks, we'll get a new WASD report, and we will all be looking at the demand side very closely. I wonder, though, do you feel as though USDA still needs to do a revision on incoming stocks of soybeans into the new year, that perhaps, even though they went lower, they didn't go low enough given the cash market and really and truly U.S. ending stocks for beans might already be in the 350 area?
Well, there's a couple things going on. As you said in questioning whether our beginning stocks were low enough, that's a very good possibility, Dave. We've never said the pipeline was quite that low, and yet we got there. Is our pipeline actually even a little less? A question that we can debate a long time and just have to wait and see what the government says. But as tight as everything was and as empty as all everybody was at the time, you could be 100% correct. I think the other biggest thing is this acreage discussion and the variation between the FSA and NAS on this and what's going on. I know Daryl's made some real good comments, on the Farm Doc page, talking about that, and it makes me really begin to think about it. We wonder and question with all of the satellite technology and be able to come up with it like Landsworth does, mm-hmm. and everything, why we have this great discrepancy here yet and still talking about it in November. But, those are all questions that when we get the January report and see what the government does do with the harvested acres are going to be a big question mark on whether we go back to the supply side rather than just the demand side, Dave.
All right, let's turn our attention to the corn market, where we found Michigan at 59% and Wisconsin at 64% of harvest. Is it going to be a little tough to get the rest out or no?
Well, I think that we're used to a little different harvest conditions in those two states. But yes, with the cold weather we see coming in, that's in the Midwest right now, with that much left up there, there's a possibility of field loss because of that. But all in all, the harvest is awfully close to our averages now. We're caught up pretty close to that, and I think as the ground gets froze over here, we're going to see harvest progress pretty good.
So do futures now turn choppy and sideways into the end of the year? Is that the thinking?
Well, that is the feeling that we should have, I think, as we look at things, as we button things up, as we have all the corn piles out there, as we have backlogs of things. I would think that we have 30 days of movement that we won't have to really pry farmers' bin doors open because of elevators overfull, because of piles, and it will take some basis movement maybe, but I think that, we are looking at a sideways choppy trade for the next 30 days.
Wouldn't end users be pretty much bought up all the way into the July by now?
Oh, I think they'd like to be. I don't think they are, Dave. I think that farmers and all the storage they put up on the farm has created a different situation than it has in the past. I don't think that they have been able to be covered in the cash market that far out yet.
So does that mean there will be another rally after the first of the year, either in futures or more likely in basis?
More likely in bases, Dave, but I mean, it can be a little bit of each. But I mean, you know, right now we look for things to settle down as we finish up harvest, where there's not a lot of places to go for the end of it here. But as soon as the bin doors get shut, why, we look for bases improvement to happen rather soon.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, hard red winter December wheat, 594 and a half down two. Soft December, 548 and a half down 3 1/4. December corn, 375 down 2 1/2. March, 387 3/4 down 2 3/4. May, 396 1/4, now a half down 2 1/2. July at 403 3/4 down 2 3/4. January beans, 1029 1/2 down 6 3/4. March, 1037 down 7. July, 1047 3/4 down 7 1/4. December soybean meal, 385 down 210. December soybean oil, 3270 up 25 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.